Wagwan.
What? Yeah.
Japan was mid.
I was going to say that intro was about as exciting as the Japanese Grand Prix, wasn't it?
Welcome to Box, Box, Box. I'm Sam.
I'm Dom.
What are we doing, Dom?
Falling asleep like we nearly did at fucking 5 o'clock yesterday. But yesterday.
Last week, mate.
Last week. Roll those intro, man. Ugh!
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Box, Box, Box. I'm Sam.
I'm Dom.
And this is your favourite Formula One podcast. You know, we've got a really good international audience now.
Have we really?
Yeah. We got the land of the tariffs.
Oh, America.
Yeah. I've got loads of Europe. We've got some people in the land down under. When did the Jordan F1 car fall?
It didn't. I moved it down.
Oh.
It's not a focal point today.
Oh. Still the thing. Yeah, Japan.
Japan. Well,
it comes to the point that open practice...
Well, I think
was more exciting than
the
actual race.
I've got more to say about the practices than I definitely have to say about the race. But before we get started, what are you wearing, Sam?
I'm wearing a Mercedes AMG, mate. I'm wearing Petronas. I'm representing the gang. The fuck are you wearing with your meal deal shirt?
I'm wearing an Oasis meal deal t-shirt that Oasis sent to me. Like, I think it was about 2018.
Oh, was this in the Rate My Meal Deal days?
Yeah, when everyone was on the, the mad meal deal hype. And they put a post up saying, like, if you think you deserve an Oasis t-shirt, tell us why. And I was like, I'll wear it all my DJ gigs.
For fuck's sake.
I haven't worn it to one. But they sent me...
breach of contract, breach of contract.
They sent me a t-shirt. So, Oasis, if you're watching this, send us some goodies. We'll eat a meal deal and we'll big you up.
Do love an Oasis. Do love an Oasis. Red Bull and sponsored us, so now we're trying Oasis.
Tesco, if you want to sponsor us for your meal deal, you know.
For petrol, to be honest.
Well, yeah. We're down to endorse club card points, man. We're here for it. Please place your bagging. No, bagging unexpected, in the item.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Remove this item.
Oh
my God. Honestly, though, mate, Japan, that race was mid.
It was mid. It's that mid act to like remind myself what happened, and then I remembered nothing.
I'll be honest, mate. Like, I can't believe I ever slept.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So the people of F1 Arcade on Sunday, I'm sorry. I was 11 minutes late.
Because... that was it, yeah.
Because Dickhead here got home and was like, hey, Google. I'm not concerned then, but assistant, set an alarm for tomorrow at 4:15 a.m. The problem with DJing is that you have no concept that you are going through to a next day. So you're still in your mind, I've just finished Saturday night, when really it's Sunday at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
That was it. Again, like I finished work at 4 a.m., drove.
Still felt like Saturday.
Drove straight to F1 Arcade and so
yeah, man. Oh. But you know what, honestly,
well, let's start. So FP1, the most exciting thing that I saw happen for FP1 was the fact that Doohan sat out for FP1, and I can't even remember the name of the guy.
I'll be totally honest, I only watched the highlights of FP1 because I just
they weren't.
I started watching and then I was like, because I had it on while we were here working, and I was like, well, while I was working, I was like, it's all right.
It's all right. It was, what's
it? Was it, who crashed?
There wasn't anyone that crashed in FP1, but in FP2, there was four red flags in FP2.
He absolutely binned it. He's one of the Alpine cars, wasn't
it? It was Doohan on his fourth lap of his first session of the weekend, because he sat out for FP1 because there was, I don't want to try and pronounce this guy's name because I'm going to butcher it, but it was a Japanese driver for one of Alpine's many, many, many reserve drivers. But he filled in for FP1. But Doohan crashed on his fourth lap, and Alonso went off and beached, so he basically did a stroll. And as I'm sure, the topic of the entire weekend pretty much was the sparks from all the cars were setting the grass on fire twice in FP1.
There was a lot of fire.
There was two red flags in FP2, sorry. And then there was a red flag with less than 10 minutes to go in FP3. And then there was two grass fires in Q2 as well.
So, because I saw that, they were doing everything they could to try and keep the grass wet from it. From
but the problem was, every time there was a fire somewhere, they were getting the grass wet where the fire was. But everywhere else on the track that there was grass, they didn't do fuck all. So, like,
eye for effort.
It was every single, like, different, every sector for every different session. It was just like, hee hee, I'm going to start a fire somewhere else.
I will say, did you see about the FIA being up to their antics again with Carlos Sainz?
No.
So he didn't attend the national anthem, from what I saw,
okay,
because of abdominal pain. Right.
I saw he had a doctor's note for something.
Yeah, so he had a doctor's note. Do you know what they did?
Go on.
€40,000 fine.
Which pocket money to him, innit?
Yeah, it is. But it's fucking ridiculous, you know. Like, the dude's got a literal doctor's note.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, he's not fit to be there. And he's still in a race. But yeah, it's fucking piss take, mate. Absolutely. Fuck the FIA.
It was a bit much.
You know, I've realised, though, we've cursed Stroll. Jacket F1 brought it up. We've cursed Stroll.
Well, we seem to curse drivers consistently.
Legitimately, like, Stroll was doing well,
and then
we've been hyping him, saying he's doing well, you know, he's doing well, and then now he's just fucked. Back of the grid.
I saw a TikTok earlier. It was just Lance Stroll at the Japanese Grand Prix, and it was just the same track of him like 20 seconds behind everyone. It's like, oh,
don't wanna be
so yeah, that was again, I think I called a Verstappen win from the first corner. As soon as he had that first bit.
Yeah, I think Lando drove really well.
Lando, everyone bar Kimi Antonelli, I would say. I think he did exceptionally well. But I think...
Did he get driver of the day?
No, Yuki got driver of the day. But... Antonelli drove exceptionally well, but everyone else just drove well enough to not crash, not be overtaken.
And that was the thing, I think that's what made it so boring, is that no one was really being ballsy. Like, Antonelli was going for it.
He was giving it his all.
It was like on the radio when it was like, Kimi, you're currently leading the race. And he's like, I'm giving it everything.
Well, he's the first... So he's the first rookie to score points in his first three races. Well, in every race in F1 that he's ever done, first of all. So he has that record now, and he also took the record from Verstappen for being the youngest race leader.
You know, I really feel
should have that record forever now, unless the FIA changed their ruling.
Looking at Kimi, I really feel it's not if, it's when he's a future world champion.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be.
And he's such a lovely guy.
He's so nice. He's so polite. He's so
dead to work. Humble. Like, well, the thing is, he still has to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, his mum's like, even though you got this F1 thing, like, and you're doing well.
I did see that his mum's like, not pressuring him, but like, you know, his mum's like, do this, go do that.
Make sure that you keep on your studies and that you've got all this.
So that's good.
Which is, it's kind of humbling, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's so he never forgets where he comes from.
But also, as you mentioned, cursing Stroll. I'm going to swing completely back to that again towards the end of the episode.
Okay.
So that's something to bear in mind. But I mean, I'm trying to think of things to talk about in it, and out of all my notes,
I didn't even do notes. I'm just, honestly, mate, like, I watched the race, I was just like, this was mid.
Yeah, it was one of those. I think I saw like a lot of the like Formula One content creators, like Sky, Bella. I can't remember the other guy's name that hangs around with those two though. But a lot of them, and what's the name? The Canadian girl, Cadence Breaking.
Yeah,
a lot of them have been putting up put up content shortly after the race, and it was like, it was 10 out of 10, like white noise for falling asleep too, because it was because I think a lot of people woke up, because obviously it's still a 6 a.m. start on a Sunday for a lot of people. That's like not wake up for normal.
No, that's what killed me, man. Like, and literally, I go in bed, I was comfortable, and then I remember my missus woke me up and was like, it was like 20 to 4. She's like, you got to get to work. I was like,
no, I haven't. Not 20 to 4.
No, mate, it was 20 to 3.
Oh, ooh.
And I was like, I ain't gonna leave. I was like, I'm gonna be at 5. Did you just burp into the mic?
No, I dry heaved because you were like 20 to 3, and I was like,
I thought you burped into the mic. I was like, disgusting. Anyway, and like literally, I remember waking up at a time and getting from. I'm not giving gauge of distance because I definitely did not commit any traffic offences on the way.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Never. But I got from point A to point B in 10 minutes, which in the peak of drive is X amount of minutes more.
It's a little bit more than that, usually. Yeah. But luckily, because it was so early in the morning, there was no traffic.
Absolutely none, mate.
And you didn't get caught by a single red light. So that's what you were just considerably lucky.
I've asked something like that, yeah.
Unlike Lance Stroll.
I do think McLaren was fast. It's just Verstappen it's Suzuka. He's how many times he won Suzuka? 4 times. I'll put my computer on mute.
I was going to say it's the first time that Verstappen has Verstappen's won. He's got the record for it now, hasn't it? For most wins in a row there, that's it.
Yeah.
So, that's fun.
Don't wrong, I'm warming to Verstappen, you know. Slowly, but I think you know what it is, because he's not just race pack leader, well, he's not pack leader anymore. He's actually got to race.
He's got
to
race, yeah. Well.
And I think that's humbling him out a lot.
Let's talk about one of my blunders from last week, because we always love to go back and correct ourselves and pick things up.
Hang on, what was the jingle we did?
The jingle?
It was like when you did corrections.
I don't know. Clarification station.
Clarification station.
So, I didn't realise. So, we evidently recorded the episode. It was either on April 1st or April 2nd.
It was one of the days.
It was one of those
days. I know what you're going on about. Yeah, you're on about the steak livery, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Steak needs to do that. Vegas.
Texas.
Yeah, or Kota. Kota.
Like, that is...
That needs to happen.
So, yeah.
That would be actually incredible.
I feel like an idiot, but at the same time...
I'll be honest, mate, it was convincing.
It was?
It's because Haas did that absolutely incredible livery.
Yeah. Red Bull had an
eye. Oh, mate, do you remember that guy on Sunday who came up to him and went, so how does it feel to have 4 V-carbs on the track today? He went, well, it's one Red Bull and 3 V-carbs.
3 V-carbs, yeah.
Question is, how long until Christian brings Isaac in?
No, he's going to fuck him off, and he's going to fuck off him and Verstappen, and it's just going to be Christian Horner and Helmut Marko in the Red Bull.
Fuck's sake.
And then it'll be Daniel Ricciardo and Perez in the V-carb. That's what it'll be next season.
But for me, again, Dominic, Yuki was one place above Liam Lawson, but it shows how bad that car two is.
Yeah, to be fair, he got it out of Q3. Well, Q1, sorry.
Exactly. So it's...
And that's more than Lawson could do.
Yeah. And but, for me, again, Lawson, it just, even though he was at the back of the grid, he was at the back, pretty much the back.
Towards. Back thick, he's 17th, he finished.
Yeah, so back three.
So, I mean, Hajar finished ahead of Tsunoda and Lawson. So.
Fair play. I feel he's got potential to be another good driver, you know.
Well, I think I've mentioned it on an episode before, but do you know when. It was a Formula 2 or Formula 3 race, I can't remember, at Monaco, where it was nearly a crash in the tunnel.
Yeah.
You see the driver come through and like missed it by like a fraction.
Yeah.
That was Hajar that was doing that. So some guy, so I think it was Jack Doohan who had broke down. I might be wrong, but I think it was Doohan that broke down.
That is citation needed.
And he was coming through the tunnel, but it was definitely Hajar driving, and it was just his reaction, and I think that's what made Alpine go.
Yeah.
This guy knows what to do.
It was like, so.
But, yeah, I think, I don't really know. I can't think of much else. Everyone drove really well.
Yeah, everyone drove well. It was a good race.
Big up Hajar for doing so well. Big up Antonelli. I think it was a good race for the rookies, apart from...
It was a good race for the rookies. And, like, it's just... Nothing really exciting happened.
Yeah. I was waiting if there would have been a minor incident. I'm not saying a crash, but
or even if there was somebody had a blowout, or if there was like also somebody did stacked pits.
Yeah,
it was
the closest thing to something exciting happening was Norris identifying as a lawnmower. I think that was it.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme of George Russell with his garden tools? With like, this is how you use a lawnmower, Lando.
Did I tell you that I went into my mum's garage and there was literally the new Iron Hill mower in there?
Oh, wow.
And literally all I could see was George Russell with that fucking trimming his bushes.
Trimming his bushes. God bless you, George. Your anyway.
Your ledge.
I think moving swiftly on from Japan and jumping straight into something which we hope is going to be equally... No, not equally. More exciting. Definitely not equally. More exciting. Bahrain. So, Bahrain. But before we jump into Bahrain...
Okay, now make your mind up, lad.
We've got to clarify our...
Predictions. Come on. We're all on 0 points at the minute. We're doing shit at this.
Well, realistically, we're all going to be on 0 points again, but we'll just go through it. So,
let's see who's where.
Actual results were, obviously, Verstappen, Norris, Piastri.
Yeah.
And... the predictions for me, it was Norris, Piastri, Tsunoda.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You was Piastri, Norris, Russell. So, but and my old man was Russell, Piastri, Hamilton. So
your dad was miles off the...
Yeah. I think the closest would be is me and you with Norris and Piastri, but...
We can't do points for that.
Yeah, that's that's how it is. But so yeah, that was fun.
So Bahrain.
How
you reckon it's gonna go? I reckon America's gonna invade for the oil, but other than that.
Do you know what? I reckon they probably did at one point. I mean, it sounds like something America would do.
America, fuck yeah.
But
no, so how you reckon it's gonna go?
Oh well, I think it's gonna start at 4 o'clock.
I mean, that's a given, obviously. But yeah,
I'm gonna be tired for it.
My car's not my, have I told you about my car?
Yeah, you said it's not going.
Oh no, do you know why? It's missing the half moon seals in the oil sump. That's why it's been pissing oil. I just RTV'd it and sent it and hoped that it'd be okay, but
evidently not. Yeah, it's all right. In hindsight,
retrospectively thinking,
yeah. Well, here we go. So,
but yeah, so I'd reckon. Well, okay, let's first go through quali. I'd reckon the grid's roughly going to look, and I think
Tsunoda's going to pull it out of the bag for qualifying for this one. I think it's going to be, although
I think now he's driven the car, he's done a race, and he's going
to like the Japanese Grand Prix. As much as that's probably the one that he wanted to win the most,
because that's home turf, isn't it?
Yeah, I think although there was far too much pressure on him for that reason alone.
Yeah, I think like there was a lot of pressure straight at the gate. It's his home turf. He was in a new car. He's with the...
He's got helmet Marco down his back.
He's with the 80. He's with team A. He's not with their second team. The odds were stacked against him, to be honest.
Very much so. But I feel like he's going to do better. I don't know how much better, but better than he did.
Sorry, mate. I got the hiccups while I had a Greggs earlier.
Oh,
but yeah,
jealous.
Yeah, it was sensational. But no, yeah, he's gonna have Helmut Marko getting down his breathing down his neck. He's gonna have Horner breathing down his neck as well in the last race.
Horner,
as opposed to this one, I feel he's gonna
have less pressure on his back. But at the same time, Lawson only did two races, so this is also the point where he's got to go. They could boot me after this race.
To be honest, Christian Horner might want to spice up his life.
La la la.
I'm so glad you got that.
But yeah. So,
oh god, I'm scared. I've got kids with those sort of jokes.
Who do you think is gonna be on the?
Well, who's gonna take? I'm going qualifying. What you're saying first before we do podium? This is not. But I'm more. Let's say the first five places.
Okay.
So let's go P1 through five. We this ain't a prediction. This
I'm just putting these in for quali for the next one. Hang on, Bahrain. So qualifying. Top five. I think if we go off the finish from the last one, so the top five from Japan: Verstappen, Norris, Piastri, Leclerc, George Russell. So I think this might be a time where Ferrari might pull some fast times out. So I think top times would be Norris, Verstappen, Piastri, Hamilton, Leclerc.
See, I'm going as in for the starting grid. When P1 Norris, P2 Verstappen, P3 Piastri, P4 Russell, P5 Tsunoda, maybe Ferrari in P6. Either of the Ferrari drivers in P6, potentially Leclerc.
Do you know what? While we're on the topic of predictions, so you know our German friend Melinda?
Yeah.
She put a prediction on, like, I think it was about an hour or so before the race started.
Yeah.
And she did, like, the top nine of how the race had finished, and she was, like, two out. But they were, like, the wrong way around or something, so it was, like, bang, almost bang on, and it was, God, like, damn. A message. I was like, fucking hell. Like, I didn't see that one coming. Like, because I looked at it when she first put it up, and I was like, I don't know. And yeah,
and just called out the gate.
Yeah, I was just like, damn it.
Sensational. Sensational.
Might have to get Melinda's opinion next time.
Yeah.
Chuck that one in the mix. See if it, just get everyone's predictions. But yeah, so, I mean, that's our qualifying prediction.
But the actual race, are you saying this is going to go down?
Top three. I think just going off form lately.
Yeah.
I think Verstappen's going to split the McLarens in a finish. Whether that will be Piastri or Norris first, I don't know. But I'm going to go off on a whim and say Piastri first. So Piastri, Verstappen, Norris is what I'm going to say.
See, I'm going the other way around. I'm going Norris, Piastri. Norris, Verstappen, Piastri.
So you're going to do backwards to me?
Yeah. I mean, there is a part of me that there's a little part of me thinking that it could be Verstappen's race again. It's all down to how he does in qualifying. We all know if he's got pole position, it's hard to get it off him.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, because he's very good at defending pole, but he's got shitloads of experience of it.
Oh, he does.
He's very
so
good
let
at.
Let me chuck yours in. He's very Norris, good Verstappen.
Defending that pole.
Piastri. Maybe he's a stripper.
The question is, I'd also like to know what people think of the much more casual, comfy set.
Yeah. Nathan spoke to me, I think, a couple of days after it went out. And he was like, when I saw your stuff on TikTok, he went, it's different. Where is it? I was like, you've literally been in the room where we record it. And he was like, is that where it is? I'm like, yeah. He's like,
mad.
But, yeah, so we just...
Yeah, it's... I'll be honest, it's much more comfortable.
Way more comfortable, and it's comfort is important, especially when, like, we're trying to get down and there's nothing more distracting than going this fucking chair.
Yeah.
So
my ass hurts. But to be honest, I feel it's going to be a short and sweet one this week, mate, because
it is, but that's only because the race was so fucking boring. I can't stress that enough.
I'll tell you though, and I know you voiced it, we both spoke about doing it. It'd be cool to do, like, a maybe week-long stream or a couple of days of the latest F1 game.
Well, I was looking when there's a decent gap in the F1 season.
Yes.
And realistically, it's, like, August for the mid-season break.
It'll be on silent CD keys then as well.
Yeah. But... So F1 25 releases the 30th of May, I think. So, yeah. But I'm debating buying it on pre-order, because although it's like £50, you get like loads of free shit with it. So I'm like, but yeah, we were thinking about doing like streaming it and doing like a couple of races.
Yeah, basically doing a team campaign like we've done on other games. So, but actually, like, fully live streaming it, and maybe potentially try and raise some money to do it as well.
Yeah. I mean, we could try and do it in like 24 hours.
It'd probably kill me, but it'd be worth it.
We could do it. We've done it shit like that before.
Yeah, but I'm 31 this year, Dom.
Yeah? It's okay.
The idea of staying awake 24 hours now feels like absolute hell.
It's all right. Red Bull.
Can Red Bull sponsor us? we're in La Horner.
Well,
slag you off all the time.
I could do that though. Like, it'd be nice if we could get some other people in on it, not necessarily to play as much with us, but a little bit more as a bit of company. And just get like some guests come in and just chat with us.
That might
be during the like off bits of the racing, because the last thing we want to do is sit and play the games 24 hours solid. Be a bit much.
Yeah, that'd be a bit peak. Or even if we'd like 12 hours.
Mm.
Like 2 12 hours, like, I can get down with that.
2 12 hours with an 8 hour break?
Something like that.
I can do that. Have a live stream a nap.
Do you know there's a girl who actually does that, you know? She live streams and naps.
And I bet she makes pee.
Yep, absolute pee.
I'd be a millionaire if I could make money off my napping.
Same. Love me a nap. Anyway.
I was going to say, we got lost on a tangent there, didn't we?
We're only 25 minutes into this episode. I've literally run out of fucking things to talk
about. I was going
to
say, it's better than not having an episode at all, isn't it?
Honestly, we watched this race, I was like, this episode's going to be shit, you know?
I've been thinking ever since, like, what are we going to talk about?
I've been like...
all I could think to talk about is Norris being a lawnmower, nearly taking Verstappen out, coming out of the pits, and Ocon getting a 10-second time penalty for it.
Oh my God! Right,
you didn't.
I showed my missus. I introduced my missus to Martin Brundle last night.
Okay,
to the legend, and like she couldn't believe how absolutely unhinged he is in the pits.
Unhinged, savage, no filter. Yeah,
like Esteban. Trying to get Ocon's attention, and literally like Trent, what is his attention rate, because he's about to get a 10 second time penalty.
10 second time penalty.
10 second penalty to Ocon. But yeah, I've been thinking about this. I think it's time for a new theme song, you know.
A theme song?
The box theme. I feel it's about time I pull my finger out my ass and make something a bit more.
I think we should do something like get T involved. Maybe Chris. Chris works with Mercedes, so it feels suited.
Definitely not using Jessica. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, I feel like we could pull some out.
Something can be done. But yeah, you know what, mate? I'll be totally honest, I think that's it.
Yeah. Sorry that it's been
short and sweet.
Short and sweet, but
it is what it is sometimes.
If you watch the race, you understand.
It's fucking mid. Actually, F1, that dude who whacked a 63 in on the React wall.
That was, yeah, but that's nothing to do with actual F1.
No, but that dude was just a fucking beast.
So, before we sign out, shall I go through the 2025 yes. constructors?
Yeah, let's see where we are.
25 standings.
Oh, dear. What is?
So, we currently have Lando Norris ahead by, oh, my lord. I need some. Lando Norris is ahead by 1 point of Verstappen. And then we have Piastri right behind him with 12 points behind. Followed by 4 points behind George Russell, Kimi Antonelli then, Charles Leclerc, Alex Albon in seventh, Lewis Hamilton in eighth, Esteban Ocon 9. Lance Stroll 10, Nico Hülkenberg 11, Ollie Bearman 12, Isaac Ajar 13, Yuki Tsunoda 14, Carlos Sainz 15, Gasly 16, Fernando Alonso 17, 18th Liam Lawson, 19th Doohan, and last but definitely not least is Gabriel Bortoletto. So that's the
drivers.
That's the drivers, and then where's it? I just clicked on a link for the... there we go. Teams, it's right there. So McLaren is ahead by a
one
whopping...
Point.
No,
1 point.
No. McLaren ahead of Mercedes. Quick maths. 36 points.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So that's impressive.
They're 1 point ahead between Lando and Verstappen, aren't they?
Yeah. And then
Red
Bull are behind by 9. No, hang on. Not very good at this. 14? Sorry. Terrible maths here for me.
Awful.
14 points Red Bull.
Put yourself in the bin.
Mercedes. Ferrari, 35 points in fourth. Williams, fifth with 19 points. Haas, sixth with 15 points. Aston Martin, seventh with 10. Racing Bulls, eighth with 7 points.
Yeah.
Stake, 6 points in ninth. And Alpine, the only team with 0 points in last place, which is a bit sad. I feel a bit bad for Doohan. I really do feel bad for Doohan because, as we know, Kimi, not Kimi Antonelli, what's his name?
Colapinto.
Franco Colapinto is sat sniffing round, waiting for Doohan. And I feel really bad for Doohan. And as much as I love Franco Colapinto, I feel really bad for Doohan. But at the same time, yeah. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it.
No, you ain't.
But I'm not saying he ain't got it either, so...
No, but other than that, Dom, I think that is everything for this week's episode. And thank you for listening. We're sorry it's a short one.
But also thank you.
I'm not gonna. We're not gonna.
There's no point dragging it out and making it boring.
Literally, what we're doing right now.
give yourself. We're gonna give you that time of your life to enjoy yourself. You make it up rather than listen to us rabbit on.
Go and have a Nando's.
Don't.
I have one the other day, mate.
Anyway, can you find us?
Well, you can find me at Sentio Silvano on everything. I don't have a sticker, so. Dom, where can we find you?
You can find me at DJ Dom Cook on pretty much everything.
And you can find us at Box Pod on literally everything.
Apart from Twitter, some bellenders like got the handle.
I have a certain set of skills.
Climbing in your window, snatching your people up.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Fuck it out.
I always forget that microphone's there. Oh. All right, love you, bye.
Right, see you in a bit. Take care.